Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And today I want to talk a little bit about the New Testament and the Old Testament. What do we believe in this time of our lives? It's the year 2012. And what do we truly believe? So many times we hear people like myself saying that you have to know and have to hear, and we have to preach the entirety of the gospel of the Lord and the Lord's word. And we all agree, we all tend to agree anyway, that the Bible is the inerrant word of God, and that we believe everything that the Bible says, and we believe it all. But I think maybe part of our problem in our belief system today is that we put all of our emphasis on the New Testament and very little and sometimes none on the Old Testament. It's like we've kind of taken the Old Testament, thrown it away, and it's made it not relevant anymore to us. But I don't believe that that's the case. I believe that the Old Testament is certainly the Word of God. It certainly is the truth, and the whole truth, so help you God, because it's His Word. And it's all part of the Bible. And I think what we've done is we've said, well, with the coming of Jesus and the law of grace now, that we don't have to worry about living by the law. We don't have to live under the law anymore. So everything's just a different gospel. But I just don't think that's the case. The Old Testament had many, many different examples of God's love for us, of God's majesty, of all of His traits were portrayed throughout the Old Testament in so many ways. And there's stories about how He loved people so much, and the miracles that He performed for them and through them, and all of these things. But there was a lot about His wrath and who He was and those things. And it just seems like we've concentrated so strongly upon the New Testament that we've forgotten that the Old Testament really exists anymore. And even some churches say that we're a New Testament church. And I know what they're saying, and I know what they claim to mean, but I think maybe they get their emphasis so strongly on the New Testament that they forget that God is still God. And what I guess in my stumbling, mumbling way, what I'm trying to say is that we concentrate so much on Jesus, which is good, but we forget that God is there also. We forget that Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are one and the same, three in one, but we just kind of pick and choose, you know? It's like we know that the Trinity, we know that there's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But in so many churches, the only deity that you hear about is Jesus only, and that's all you hear. You know, you never hear about God. You never hear about the Holy Spirit. Just amazing. And I think that's what's happened. That's what's caused us to forget about God's wrath, about the holiness of God, and the righteousness of God. God is a righteous God. He's a holy God. All through the Old Testament, example after example, and the Lord and God Himself made it plain that He's a holy God, He's a righteous God, and He loves you, and He wants you to believe in Him. And I'm a proponent of the belief that Jesus was our last chance. I really believe that. the Old Testament, you can go through the Old Testament and read every bit of it and see where God gave Israel choices and chance after chance after chance to accept him for who he was, and that is God. And Israel would accept him, then they'd fall away. They would accept him, then they would fall away. And I truly believe that God, of course, in his omniscient being, knew that this was going to happen, and that his last opportunity to mankind was going to be his son. I don't believe no doubt in my mind, I think that God really, really hoped it wouldn't come to that, but he knew it would. And I think that has to show the love that he had for us was so strong that he didn't want to give his son for us, but at the same time, he made himself a promise and he decided that he was going to do it. He was going to stand to his word. He was going to fulfill his word. And he was going to offer his son as a final sacrifice, a final way for us to get to him. Because we kept rejecting him for so many thousands of years. And that's, I think, what people do not understand, is that God wanted us to worship him from the beginning. And he wanted us to accept him from the beginning. But we didn't do it. We kept taking his word and then refusing it. Look at how Israel, they accepted it, and God is the only God there is, until things got bad and rough, and then they start saying, oh, we'd be better off if we was back in Egypt, where the false gods were. You know, isn't that sad how people, mankind, can so easily turn from one belief to another, all because things just aren't going their way. You see that happening today. Well, you've seen it happen in a lot of different realms of our life. Things don't go our way. We retaliate. We find things. We go find a different avenue. You're not happy in a church. Seem like you don't stay long enough to see if there's something you can do about it. You just leave. Flop from one church to the other. And I know today, and now listen, in today's life, 2012, it's hard to find a good Bible-thumping church, man. I'm telling you. It's hard to find a good Bible-thumping church that truly believes the Bible as the Bible is written. And I say is because it's alive. It's a living word. It's not was, because that's past. No, it's alive and well. And you just don't find hardly any churches you can go to that truly preach the true gospel of the Lord and the whole of the gospel, and believe it and preach it with conviction and preach it with enthusiasm and with devotion and with honor to the Lord. You just don't find them kind of churches anymore. And they're hard to find. And I understand why some people bounce from one to the other. I really do. I've had people come to me. I've preached some sermons where I was really... And let me first let you understand that I only preach what the Lord, I believe, put on my heart. I do not prepare a sermon in advance in the essence that I do not write it out and I do not practice it. I do not go over it and over and over it to where I, you know, it's all memory now or as close to it as I can get. I just don't do that kind of thing because I don't believe it's what the Lord would have me to do, number one. I believe that if you're called by God to preach, God will give you the words. I tell you, you take and read your Bible. Those people didn't have a book to pick up and say, okay, let me preach on 1 John. Let me preach on, 1 Peter. Let me preach on Matthew. They spoke what the Lord put on their heart. I think that's part of our problem in society today and in our churches today, that we're not relying on God to put the words in our mouth. We're relying on our education, on our own understanding of what the Bible says, instead of what the Bible truly says by through God's understanding. And we're preaching a false gospel so much that we don't even realize it anymore. It's sad. I've sat and listened to preachers, and I've sat there and I've listened to them. I said, oh, I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he said that. It just amazes me that people say some of the stuff they say from the pulpit and claim the and proclaim it to be from God. It just totally blows me away. I don't know how they can do it. I really don't know how they can do it. You've got to be open to the Lord's leading instead of your own. And that's where we fail. I think that's, and that's what's happened, I think, in today's society, is that little by little we have gotten to the point where we only want to talk about Jesus, and we only want to talk about the New Testament and the love of the New Testament, and which is all in there, by the way, and it's all true. Mark me, every bit of that's true. But there's also words in the New Testament that tell us, or Scripture tells us in the New Testament, that we're to be fear, to have the fear of the Lord in our hearts and in our minds, the fear of the Lord, and that we're to preach the word, and we're to spread the word, and we're to all nations. That's our goal. That's our mission. That's our great commission that the Lord gave us. And it seems like we don't want to hear any of those kinds of things that's in the New Testament. And we forget that they're in the New Testament and the Old Testament, all ties together. And I think until we can start realizing that the Old Testament is still alive, just like the New Testament is. See, people think that when Jesus came, the Old Testament died. Well, it never died. It's still there. It's there. You know, it's part of God's Word. It never died. It's not going to die. It's all part of the Scriptures. It's all part of the Holy Word of the Lord. But until we get to the point where we realize that the Old Testament is as alive as the New Testament, we can't say, well, that happened back then, because so did the New Testament. The New Testament happened back then. But it's the living Word of God that teaches and convicts us all through the whole Scriptures. And until we can come to the understanding that God is alive, God is alive. He's alive to help us. He's alive to guide us. He's alive to give us strength. He's alive to be there for us, to help us through this world, and to show us what our purpose in life is, and not the purpose that Rick Warren talks about, you know, not the purpose-driven church. Your purpose in life is to fulfill the gospel, to spread the gospel to all mankind. That's what your purpose in life is. If you do those things, you will end up in heaven, and your reward will be so wonderful that you can never, folks, I don't understand how you cannot understand. God showed us how great all through the Bible his world is. And yet we still don't understand what our purpose in life is. Our purpose in life is to live this life for the Lord. To do the will of the God, of God. To do the will of the Lord. While we're here. And then to be with him in throughout eternity, as he promised. He'd give us, you know, he's got a heaven waiting for us, a city of streets paved with gold, for land's sakes. Look what he's got waiting for you. Instead, you guys all think you got to have it now, because the New Testament says that you're now righteous. Well, you're righteous only to a point. Listen, let's continue this tomorrow. Got to go out of time. God bless you. See you in the morning. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.